Welcome to the program. Good morning. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. So we've looked at this story this week and other similar stories that get passed around the news media, that get passed around social media, that will make some kind of claim like scientists have proven the Bible is wrong. But when you actually look at the evidence, when you actually say, okay, how does it prove that it's wrong? They're just full of errors. There's full of shallow thinking. There's full of not actually being able to support the claim. So the latest example of that recently is this claim that scientists have proven that Canaanites still live today when the Bible claimed that they were wiped out. Well, the Bible never made such a claim. And we've seen throughout this week that the Bible says over and over again that the Israelites did not wipe the Canaanites out. So I think this illustrates a number of important things. We've talked about some of those yesterday. I want to talk today about Pascal's wager. So we're going to talk about that today. If you want to leave a question about something you've heard, maybe that the Bible is not true, that you would like information on, please post that on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible. You can message me on there. You can email me, pastordavid@fairfaxfbc.org. But there is so much information saying the Bible has been proven wrong, and it's actually just fake information. It rests on claims that just simply aren't true. So let's talk about Pascal's wager. Pascal lived a long time ago, but basically his argument that has kind of caught on, or the form that you'll hear it in today, is the following. You know what? If you believe in Jesus Christ and you put your faith in him, if you trust in his death and resurrection as the way we are saved, as we start each morning, by this you are saved, well, then what if you're wrong? Well, you lose nothing. You know, it's a good life. Believing in Jesus Christ, it gives you hope. It gives you a purpose for living. It guides you away from things that can get you into trouble, and generally gives you sound, good advice in how to live your life and have happiness in life. So if you believe in that message and at the end it turns out that you're wrong, and there's really nothing after this life, you lose nothing. In fact, you gain some things. If, however, you live your life as an atheist, believing that there is no God, or believe in some other religion that there is no afterlife, that there is no heaven and hell, and at the end of your life, you find out that you were wrong, well, you lose everything. You know, you have eternal punishment, separation from God. You lose everything. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you're right, you gain everything. If you're an atheist and you're right, you really gain nothing. You won't even ever know that you were right. So this line of reasoning says, well, therefore, since it's infinitely more valuable to believe in Christianity if it should be right, but really not very meaningful or consequential if it's wrong, you should believe in Christianity. You should believe in Jesus because, you know, it's just, you look at the odds, you look at the wager. You know, if you're a betting person, you can understand this analogy. It's better to bet on Christianity. Win or lose, there's so much more to gain. And so this is the argument. Now, I think that atheists and unbelievers are right to point out a few problems with this argument. But overall, I think it is a very important argument, can be a very powerful argument. Okay, so here are the criticisms. Number one, you're assuming that there's only one religion. You know, if we lived in a world where it was Christianity or atheism, and those were your two choices, then Pascal's wager would work out very nicely. You know, of course, believe in the Christian God because you have so much more potential of winning, so to speak, in following that than atheism, which doesn't really give you any opportunity to have any real reward for following atheism. But the fact is, if you're an atheist and you're looking at this, you're saying, but there are so many other gods and religions. How can I believe in Christianity? Why should I put all my hope in that when there's also the Islam alternative, or the Hindu religion, or the Buddhist religion, or the Zeus religion? Or, you know, and so throughout history, there's so many different options. I'm not really, it's not atheism or Christianity, it's atheism or take your pick of all these religions. Well, I would just simply say, in response to that, that yes, that does make it a little more complicated. It's not so simple. But, however, Christianity is believed by more people than any other religion on earth. There are scholars of all fields in science and history that have studied the evidence and believe that, you know, we're not talking about Zeus when we talk about Jesus Christ. You know, Zeus, we have no historical basis for believing he's real. Jesus Christ, we have every historical reason for believing he really lived, died on the cross, claimed to be God, then proved it by rising from the dead. Now, you might dispute that evidence, but Christianity is a fact, evidence-based religion. And, you know, maybe you could argue that there's one or two other religions like that. You know, I don't think there are any that are quite anywhere near the level of Christianity. But, you know, just start off with Christianity. It's a logical starting point. Don't just stay comfortable in atheism. If you have so much to gain if Christianity is true, you should at least check it out, at least investigate it. You don't have to necessarily do that with all religions. But if you're going to just pick one to check out and at least learn about, it should be Christianity. So, you know, basically, I think it holds true that one should believe, in a sense, because just how much you have to gain. Now, here's the other argument against this Pascal's wager. The other argument says, well, look, that might be all good and true that I have everything to gain by believing in Jesus and everything to lose by being an atheist, but how do I make myself believe in Christianity? I mean, I can't just say, okay, I'm going to believe in Jesus because of Pascal's wager. No, it doesn't work that way. If I don't think the facts and evidence support Jesus Christ being the Son of God and whom I have to place my faith in, I can't just make myself believe that. You know, if I told you, you know, you have a lot to gain if you can just believe that 3 + 4 = 8, you would look at me and say, well, that's nice, but how can I genuinely, sincerely make myself believe 3 + 4 = 8? I can't do that. So, you know, it still doesn't help you any to actually get to where you do believe, even if it helps you see the advantage of believing. Well, here's the response I have to that. And I think this story we've been looking at about the Canaanites supposedly, you know, proving the Bible wrong is a good illustration of this. You're right. You can't just turn on belief like a switch and make yourself believe something. But what you can do is investigate and think about with an open mind the claims of Christianity. If you have everything to gain by being a Christian and nothing to lose by being a Christian, if you have everything to lose by being an atheist or some other religion, then why not at least be open-minded to the evidence of the Christian faith? And I think that's what Pascal's wager really points us to do. I've seen countless people comment on Facebook in the past week that, oh, the Bible is finally proven false. And people read this story saying scientists discover the Canaanites weren't wiped out, and they don't even investigate. They don't even ask any critical questions. They don't even have an open mind to the fact that the Bible never makes such a claim. And so what I'm saying today is if you recognize that you have everything to gain by believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, even if it's wrong, you really have nothing to lose, then why not at least be open to facts and study and evidence that supports Christianity? So many people live and die assuming Christianity is false without ever really looking seriously at the evidence. I believe Christianity is a fact-based faith. We have historical evidence that supports and gives us every reason to believe it is true. So many people have tried to prove it false, and they end up believing. C.S. Lewis would be a great example of that. Lee Strobel, great movies coming out about him this week, called The Case for Christ. Started off as an atheist, tries to prove it false, sees the evidence, ends up believing. So I think that we should at least try to believe by being open to the evidence. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.